This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now you get to hear some of the stuff that comes forth from Second Call Defense, because joining us once again is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I am doing okay. I wanted to ask you a question. Were you listening in the chat room before you came?
No, I was not. I was actually on Skype with Ben a little bit, and I was on the phone conducting business before I got on. So did I miss some good stuff?
Well, no, I want to ask you about, one of the things that we have to consider now, given the new trend, which we've had Ferguson, now we've had Baltimore, now we've had Milwaukee, and all these protests and everything, is that some family gets inadvertently trapped in a protest in a car. And, the idea that they would use a car to try to make their escape, would that be considered deadly force?
Well, certainly after the events in France, we know how much damage a vehicle can. And yes, I mean, deadly force, if you intentionally drove through people to get out and because you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, and what a crowd like that would do, certainly that would be one tool or a series of tools you could use to protect yourself, your life, and the life of your family. Unfortunately, we got to start thinking like that. But yes, that is. I mean, any action or reaction you're making to save your life or the life of somebody you love, obviously, can be lethal force depending upon what it is. If you've heard me give seminars on lethal force and the law, I always like to use the example of a frozen bag of squirrels, because we had a case in California where there's a property line askew, and I think I've told you before.
Yeah.
Somebody was beaten to death with a frozen bag of squirrels. So whatever it takes, I mean, certainly, whether it's an automobile and all that tonnage of steel, or something like a frozen bag of squirrels. But isn't it amazing we're having this conversation probably a day after we find out George Soros and Hillary Clinton are involved with Black Lives Matter and donating money and making sure that George Soros makes sure that they show up and are there to protest. And what's even more interesting is that we're finding out that, yes, it was all the same people we would see on TV from protest to protest to protest, because
sure,
they're paid to be there.
Right. They're professional agitators. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And when I look at the Democrats and I realize they had Mike Brown's ma up there as a speaker, which means the Democrats heralded the mother of a guy who tried to murder a cop, got shot for his trouble, and started a nationwide lie that has been perpetuated at the White House and on, you know, sports and on TV and all over the place. The Democrats, they've gone a bridge too far, haven't they? I mean, this time they've really shown their true colors.
You know, and I agree, and you think about how the White House used Ferguson for their own means, for whatever reason, and the George Soros connection. to start the civil unrest, to us against them. I had the opportunity, I think we spoke earlier, I was on the way to Rick Jones, the Butler County Sheriff, who was the sheriff in the United States to start charging INS for the illegal aliens that he was housing in his jail because he got sick and tired of his county taxpayers having to foot the bill. And so he started sending the bill to the government. I was talking today, I'm in his office, and we're having discussions about laws I want to make to the legislation for concealed carry for law-abiding citizens and gun owners. And we're going over some things. You know, how about allowing concealed carry holders to carry a firearm in the non-secure parts of your jail and your police department? And, you know, deep inside, he said, ordinarily, that wouldn't bother me at all. But we have people trying to kill us, Sean. They're coming in here. They're attacking our civil workers. They're attacking anything with police insignia. And we're targets now. And I just need some time to think about that because I know who you are, and I know the law-abiding gun owners. You know I've always supported you, but I don't know anymore. And he says, and the police department's realized, he said, we are all done if Hillary Clinton gets elected. The rule of law is done. The police officer gets no more support. And what are we going to do? And that's what we got to consider, too. And we have to make sure that we reach out and take care of each other, make sure that our the police officers with that badge know that we're standing behind that badge. And we have to be ready. We cannot let Hillary Clinton assume a seat in the White House. It can't happen. Heller's gone. You know, what was the first thing she said? The Supreme Court got Heller wrong, and I'll make sure I change it.
We're about to head into the break, so I don't want to break into this, but I do want to talk about if we wake up to a President Hillary Clinton. I want to talk about that in the next segment. Isn't the federal government, though, I mean, isn't the federal government really at the mercy of the states when it really comes down to it? Can't governors get out there and say no more federal taxation? If they really wanted to do that, they can tell everybody that has a business in their state, no more federal excise tax taken out here.
They can do things like that. And, of course, you got to remember how much federal money does the state rely on. And if you have a state like Texas, who I don't think relies on a lot of places or a lot of federal money, but if you can go without the federal money, I mean, certainly, you know, that can happen. And then, you know, you have, you know, the movement in there, and you thank God the Oath Keepers are there, because certainly things like that can be done. And, you know, you look at the latest thing Obama's trying to do with executive order. He's trying to make it so any modifications that you and I perform on a firearm beyond our normal cleaning is a gunsmith. And
yeah,
we have to
manufacture it.
Yeah, we can't put a drop-in trigger. I can't do a trigger job on my Glock.
Well, all he's got to do is catch me doing it. I'm just thinking that if it came down to it, the best way to beat the federal government is to starve them of the money.
You know, exactly, and you're exactly right. And Laura Carno wrote a great book, The Government Ruins Nearly Everything, and that's why she says starve the beast. We have to do that.
She and I will be hooking up tomorrow night here.
Well, that'll be good. But she's the person to have this conversation with, too. But you're right. You got to starve the beast because they rely on us for the money. The same people that they're really abusing with their power, they're taking advantage of us. I just found out I was at a gun store. I'll almost always find me in the afternoons if I can get there and drop off some material. And I was talking to one of my best friends, and I didn't realize what happens when you purchase more than one handgun at a time. And I've been doing this for years. There's an extra form that's sent out, and the ATF gets that extra form, and there's serial numbers on it, and it's serialized, and they really don't have to throw anything away. I've spent a lifetime buying more than one firearm at a time. It's more convenient for me, but you realize where the government has their hands and what they know and what they're doing, and then the ATF has admitted they're not destroying the forms. The form 4440s that are going in, they're not being destroyed. They're keeping those, they're keeping the records, but we're not going to do it anymore, they say. Oh, really? We didn't know you were doing it before. So they're kind of cleansing the soul, but, you know, you're exactly right. And that's why I love sitting down and talking to my county sheriff, because they're beholden to nobody but the voter. They're not appointed by a mayor, by anybody. They're our last salvation.
We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Sean Maloney with me. This is Lock and Load.
an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Tall Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
any combination of my name at secondcalldefense.org. Bill Frady, B. Frady, B. Lock and Load, whatever it is. First month free. And that's a pretty good deal because that's 11 months that you're paying for, and that means that's 1 year of constantly not worrying about when you carry a gun out the door. Joining me again is the came up with that, and that would be, once again, Sean Maloney. Question for you, though. If we wake up November the 8th, we still got Sean now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, if we wake up November the 8th, and we have President Hillary Clinton, how bad is that going to be? Besides the Supreme Court, which I'm going to presume, you know, the Senate seems like it still seems pretty solid. The House still seems pretty solid. I don't think that they will... I don't think that's going to fall to the Democrats, but with President Hillary Clinton, how bad can it get?
It depends what comes with the Senate, and it depends what comes with a vote that would vote Hillary Clinton in. How much coattails does she have to drag people in? There's 25 seats that the Democrats hold in the Senate that are up for re-election right now. All of those are safe. There's 10 seats that are in Republican hands. None of those are safe right now. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, a lot of them are so too close to call, and of course anything can happen. But I think she owes so many people so much, starting from the Saudis who have paid $25 million to her for God knows what, to making good on her promises to the anti-gun people that have been supporting her, to the Bloombergs. You know, she told us that, you know, they got hella wrong, that she wants all her guns. And so, and who knows from where she'll start, but certainly firearms will be right in the crosshairs. The economy, who knows what's going to happen with that. There is no rule of law. She has no support, no love for the police officers in the United States. So, you know, anarchy could reign supreme, certainly. And I don't, you know, and who knows? I mean, really, nothing's off the table because she has never shied away from the fact that she is anti-gun. For a second, a couple weeks ago, she tried to act like she was kind of neutral on the issue. She doesn't want her guns. But over and over and over again, she says she wants them. In fact, she said she wants them all. So I don't know. I hope I don't wake up in America like that. But certainly, I think you, myself, and a lot of your listeners out there are better prepared than others.
Yeah, one of the questions I have, and I don't want a Hillary Clinton presidency, not at all. But I mean, if Obama got nothing. The only thing Obama signed into law, as far as I can tell, was loosening up concealed carry in national parks. But everything else that he pushed forward, he never got anywhere with. His executive orders amounted to nothing. So I just wonder, besides the fact that she will get to appoint, what, three or four Supreme Court justices, which will be, you know, if they're that intent on reversing Heller, then they'll get a chance to do it, but... That's really the only thing she's got, isn't it? Or am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're wrong about that. I think the control that a president has, and like I said, the Senate is by far a safe place to be. And think about what she can do with the right Supreme Court and then with her illegal executive orders. You know, Obama went up a couple times in the Supreme Court by one vote, voted him down on a few occasions. All of a sudden, those votes aren't there, and she starts doing whatever she feels is appropriate to satisfy and appease her people, and then you have a Supreme Court that's going to back her up. Because, yeah, I find it hard to believe that when we point anybody to anything that somebody hasn't had a conversation with somebody someplace. And if you think about what the UN Arms Trade Treaty is terrible for us. We don't have the right Senate yet for that to happen. So if we get the right Senate in there, then that gets kicked into full gear. Then certainly with what she can do with the ammunition, who knows? Who knows? I mean, nothing's off the table. And I guarantee you right now, there are people working assuming that they are going to be in control and in power. So, you know, what do you want to do first, I guess? You know, I'm looking at the chat box. You know, think about it. We forget about whitewater and just the decades and decades of what the Clintons have done. It's a huge machine, and they will try to take this anywhere they can go, that's for sure.
The you know, as far as I completely lost my train of thought. When I'm looking at all of this stuff, I just part of the problem is going to be that they're going to eventually, you know, impact against the wall economically. I mean, when the election hits, when this fiscal year's over, we're going to have what, $19.3 trillion in debt.
Well, you know, and that's another big question mark. How much longer are all these countries that we owe money to going to deal with us? How short-sighted can China be to still believe that we can pay this back? And so the economy could fall instantly also. And who knows what's going to happen with the markets, and who knows what's going to happen with the world economy. We've seen what's happened with the euro and what the impacts that these things happen. So, you know, quite frankly, we could be on our own in a big way. And economically, you know, another depression. Economically, job losses. Economically, the American dollar isn't worth anything anymore.
Do you know how much I did something one time a long time ago on $15 trillion. Do you know how much $15 trillion is physically?
No.
$15 trillion at the time was, it was pallets arranged with $100 bills, chest high, standard pallets, the same size as the base of the former World Trade Centers, you know, taller than both of them stacked on top of each other. That's how much money that is. So, never going to be paid back. You're right about that. I just don't see the lack of sustainability is just something. I wonder when they're going to figure out they're going to run up against the wall. Before we come in, going into the break, second call defense. If you have a gun in the car, if you have a gun in the house, if you have a gun on your hip, if you have these things with the idea that you're going to defend yourself with them, then you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. You don't want to become a member after you do it, because it won't do you any good then. They do not do ex post facto memberships. The time to do it is now and have that coverage prior. We'll be right back.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Forgotten Eagle. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
That there is no truer statement. That, I mean, you can get out there and you can have the best holster. You can have the gun that was made for you. You can have the best training. You can have years of experience in gunfighting, but the first time you pull the trigger and pop a bad guy, the whole game changes, and that's when you need a different kind of specialist. That's what you have at Second Call Defense. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Do you home carry, Sean?
Yes. My gun doesn't come off my body until I go to bed, and then it's within arm's reach, and within arm's reach enough to take one step to my closet where other things await. Yeah, I mean, it, as a criminal defense attorney, you have to understand, I've seen so much. I mean, I've represented people that have robbed houses or burglarized houses when the man is on a riding lawnmower. When he goes back inside to the backyard, they go in and grab another armful of stuff. I've represented people that have robbed and mugged people on the way to the mailbox in the morning, getting the newspaper. So, and you never know when it's going to happen. And I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to remind people that statistically speaking, most uses of lethal force and self-defense happens at the home. So if you say, I don't need this, I don't conceal carry, I don't carry a gun. Well, if you have a gun at home, and I would believe that most of us, if we have a gun in the home facing death, we're going to use it. That's where it's used. So most of these things happen at the home. Most of the situations where someone is forced to use lethal force happen within the safety of their own home. And so, yes, I always carry.
Well, the reason I ask, earlier in the show, I led off with this deal where some kid in Florida, he didn't like the way his evening meal with his parents was going, so he went and he went to a house where a couple were sitting in their garage, because a lot of people turn their garage into the living room with the wall opens.
Yep.
And he stabbed them to death and then began to eat them. And the husband fought back, and he still lost. And I don't know what it is about Florida. They have a lot of cannibalism in Florida. If I was in Florida, I would be carrying a gun everywhere I went. But the reason I was leading up to this, let's say we are, we're out here and we're open carrying, and the local constabulary drives by while I'm cutting my grass. Now, in my home, I'm not. Even in South Carolina, I don't have to conceal carry in my home. So what kind of things might I be opening myself up doing that?
Well, if you're cutting your grass and you're within the bounds of your own property, even concealed carry or open carry would be an interesting thing for them to walk on your property. But if you're open carrying and you're riding on your lawnmower with your firearm, which I can often be seen doing, then certainly – in some jurisdictions, you could open yourself up to some things, but in places like Florida and in places like Ohio, when you look at the Northrop versus City of Toledo case, it was a federal case, and they said, you know what, folks? The fact that you have a firearm should be no cause for concern than having a wallet. There's so many guns out there, you better know the law, and you should be harassing somebody. But, that's one thing for law to say that, and that's been spread out all over as far as memos and things that attorney generals have let out. This is what's going on with the federal government. But certainly you can open yourself up for any number of different things depending upon the jurisdiction that you're in. And, the civil protection we have, which is unlimited, whatever it costs to protect your assets and whatever it costs to protect your money if someone sues you civilly is there, then – anything connected to using a firearm in self-defense, the criminal protection is there immediately, day one, dollar one, up to way above the subscribed limits that anybody's ever going to need. But you can never tell what exactly is going to happen. You're within your own right to carry a firearm, but you don't know what's going to happen if a police officer that's been on the job for 20 years and thinks you shouldn't be doing that, or someone who's on the job for 2 days and doesn't know if you should be doing it or not. So you never know what you're going to open yourself up to. And that's, unfortunately, we're a land of laws, or at least we were, and you never know what can happen. I've represented people for everything, and I said, you have arrested them for what? In the state of Ohio, you have to promptly announce to the police department that you're carrying a firearm. If you're pulled over, if you're in an accident, any meaningful contact with police officers. So I'm representing a person right now who was in an automobile accident. Four different police officers came to the scene of that accident. He announced to the first three that he was a concealed carry holder and he had his firearm on him, which he was prescribed to do by law. He didn't realize number four was there. He thought number four was number two, didn't recognize the difference, and number four cited him for failure promptly to inform him that he was a concealed carry holder. And so you never know what's going to happen.
Hmm. Now, in a state like mine, like South Carolina, okay,
mm-hmm.
Castle Doctrine, okay, I just based upon the Castle Doctrine where I'm entitled to defend myself to any degree with no duty to retreat, shouldn't it be sort of like a rule of thumb that, hey, this guy is likely to be carrying a gun, but at the same time, do I need to be concerned about the perceptions that I might be greeted with if I open the door to law enforcement and I'm wearing a gun?
Yeah, you know what? That's something that often happens. Obviously, when I open my door, I'm wearing a gun. Depending upon if you can see it or not, who knows? But you're protected by the Castle Doctrine. Well, does the Castle Doctrine extend to your yard, to your driveway, to your automobile? So you have to think about things like that, and depending upon your jurisdiction. But also, when you're opening the door to the police department, and all of a sudden you're standing there with a gun in your hand and your arms over your shoulder, you never know what the reaction is going to be.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. I wonder about stuff like that, and I just think about stuff like that, and I one of the things I have been thinking about is I carry a gun everywhere I go, into every room, literally. It may not be on me, but like I built a. I'll have to tell you about this another day, but
we'll have that discussion too. And isn't it amazing where things could be hidden in plain sight too? And folks, there's a lot of furniture you can buy now. There's pictures, there's clocks, there's any number of things that you can hide a firearm and make sure you're safe and you're not too many steps away from anywhere.
Although I prefer just to have it on me.
And that's the best place to do it. And my advice to everybody is wear it, if you can, outside the holster on the same hip every time, and then you never have to wonder where it is.
Well, like when I'm in the house, you know, I like to wear my shoulder holster and get all Tim Knight-like.
I was thought you were going to say get all Don Johnson-like, but Tim Knight, Brother Knight does have a shoulder rig. That's a pretty good rig.
Yeah, he's rocking the Miami Vice. He's rocking the Galco Miami Classic. So anyway. Second call defense. All these things that we talk about, they are involved in one way or the other, whether it's your active legal defense, educating you on how to stay away from the law enforcement, making sure that you have all the legal protection you're going to need, or doing things behind the scenes that you're not even aware of but happen in the grassroots, they're doing it. Joining them is very inexpensive, and it's the best money you'll spend that month, every month. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
secondcalldefense.org. This is where you can find the final piece that you can't supply yourself. That's the final piece. Now, my guest this hour is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Is it interesting to you how many people in the Beltway really like the Clintons, despite the fact that everybody knows all the skeletons the Clintons have? Is that interesting to you?
You know, that interests me in a lot of different aspects. You think about it, certainly it's not a secret what they've done over the years. Maybe, I used to say, you know, after when the Ford Explorer's tires were exploding, when the Pinto was blowing up, and I learned one thing, Americans, we have very short memories. And certainly all the things that the Clintons did over and over and over again have been ignored. But I think that's probably the greatest pushback against Donald Trump is because everybody's terrified what he's going to do to the easy life inside the Beltway. You know, and it bothers me that that we're getting rid of everybody out of Guantanamo Bay. But you know what I saw yesterday that shocked me? Do you know how much we spend for each person that's being housed in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba?
I can't imagine. How much is it?
$7.1 million per person per year. $7.1 million per person per year. Buy them a freaking island somewhere and put them all on it. You know, that amazed me because, folks, that's our money. That is our tax money. Nothing the government spends doesn't come from anybody but you and I. And you got to start thinking about that. And, you know, when we talk about Second Call Defense, I wanted to point out there, really, we haven't talked about anything yet that I haven't had to defend. I mean, all these wacky things that we come up with, except for having to drive your car through a crowd of people to get home safely. But almost every use of a firearm that we've discussed and we've talked about, you know, I've had to defend. And I start thinking about the number of phone calls I've gotten, and probably it holds true. Probably, you know, three quarters of the calls I get are things people who have had to use a firearm for self-defense in their home. You know, so it's interesting how things come true, but we talk about the Beltway. We talk about Hillary Clinton. You know, the easiest – I truly believe that with under a Hillary Clinton presidency, life will cease to exist as we know it. There will be a new normal, and it won't be anything that we really recognize after probably 3 or 4 years. and certainly I don't know however the rest of the world is going to react. How can you take $25 million from Saudi Arabia and from a country like that and put in your foundation and not expect something in return?
Well, you know, the thing that is the biggest interest to me is there's so many states that are held by Republicans that, you know, maybe they're not the population centers, maybe they don't have the population centers, but they're states, you know, and what is it, 38 states that have sued for various things against Obamacare and everything else, doing the pushback against the feds, and yet I'm supposed to believe, coming from the mainstream media, where Hillary attracts hundreds to her place, her events, and Trump's got tens of thousands coming, where Trump is taking in $82 million, and she's taking in a bunch of money from three or four people. He's taking in that much money from just $5 here. He's sort of Obama-ing it. You know, Obama took $1 donations.
Right.
I'm supposed to believe that she's going to win.
You know, and that's the thing. I think about back in the first election I ever paid attention to was Ronald Reagan in 1980. I was a senior in high school, and I felt like crap about being an American because I was living under a Jimmy Carter reign when we couldn't beat ourselves up, let alone try to take care of ourselves. And the media tried to tell us over and over again that, you know, Ronald Reagan's going to get steamrolled, Carter's going to run away with it. And it was the silent majority, so to speak, and I'm hoping that we're still out there, folks. But we got to get our friends off the couch. We got to start badgering everybody. Make sure your buddies are registered to vote. You'll be shocked when you find out how many people aren't. We can't take anything for granted. I am hopeful that the human American spirit still lives, and that it gets out to protect us right now. Make no doubt about it. And this came from one of the men I respect most, is Sheriff Rick Jones, who feeds the crowds before the Donald Trump events in the Cincinnati area all the red meat. He's a huge Trump supporter. He said this is the most important election of our lifetime. We cannot lose that. He's looking at what's going to happen to the police officers and under Clinton when there's no rule of law, when everything they brought to the table, the divisiveness that they've created, everything they've done that doesn't harbor anything about being an American. That's what we're facing. And so, you know what? If it takes us driving our neighbors to the polls, we got to do it. We have to do whatever we can possibly do. I don't know. I mean, probably your guest tomorrow night is more politically astute than I am. You probably noticed. I'm not. I know what I know, and I know what I don't want. And I don't want a Hillary Clinton presidency, and I'll do anything I possibly can. Last night, what I do for fun between 5 and 8 o'clock, I was on the phones at an NRA call office, and I was making calls for Donald Trump and for Rob Portman for Senate. He's a senator at risk. It's too close to call in the state of Ohio, and he's going to run against Ted Strickland, who was our governor, who was a huge pro-gun governor. Now he's as anti-gun as they come. He went to work for Obama immediately after he left the governorship. He was a Democrat, and now he's anti-gun as they come. And people in Ohio, they don't believe us when you call them and tell them he's anti-gun. No, they refuse to believe it, but finally you have to show them and they understand that. So, folks, this is not a given, and we all want it to come true, but we got to do everything we possibly can as far as getting our friends to vote, because what lost us last time, if the same amount of people would have voted the second time Obama ran for presidency that did the first time, we would have won. And it was just because we stayed home and didn't vote. And don't let this happen. This is our country. This is America. Think about our grandparents, our parents, and think about you listeners out there who fought and who still fight every day for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans.
You know, all I'm thinking about is I'm looking at these polls, right? I'm looking at these polls, and I know where they're getting the sample from. So, yeah, everybody's going to be for Clinton. I think the polls now are more of a psychological ploy to try to convince us.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure the exit polls in South Carolina will be coming out that, you know, Clinton has won 80% of the vote, and, you know, with, what, like 0.7% of the precincts reporting in. So, you know, I'm just going to go and I'm going to pull my lever and I'm not going to worry too much about it. And then if things get really, really, really bad, then I'll meet you somewhere between here and Ohio, and then we'll be heading to D.C.
Yep. whatever it takes, folks. We and we have the ability. And you got to remember, this is where I've been telling Bill and you guys for a long time. This is where the election is going to be won. It's going to be won by radio shows like this, by blogs. It's going to be won by I am equal. I am created equal. Laura Carnell's blog. Those are the people that are telling you the truth. Those are the people we can go to because you know what? Bill's right. They're telling us we're going to lose, hoping we stay home. They tried that in when Bush was running against Kerry. All I heard about was how Kerry was kicking Bush's butt. And you might as well go home. I heard that at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning when I was working a poll, and I'm saying to myself, can this be? Well, it was Soros money that was publicizing that out there.
Sure. And that's all lies, ads.
Exactly. And they're still going to try to do it again. Don't listen to them. I can't believe that that the vast majority of us are that stupid to let a Clinton in back in the White House.
No. I am looking forward to it because I firmly believe that Trump is going to beat her like a baby seal. And when that happens, I'm going to go find a sealskin purse, and you can come with me. We're going to go to Texas and give it to Nugent because I told him I would get him one.
Well, you know what? We crawl in and climb in a tree stand with him, too, at the Spirit Wild Ranch out there. We can have some fun.
Yeah, he would feed us well, Sean. He would feed us real nice. Second Call Defense. They present the show. They present your self-defense salvation in the event you have to actually operate and get out there and use your weapon. Don't leave home without it. Don't walk alone. Thank you for joining me, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to SDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.